It is our great joy today to celebrate the baptism of two brothers in Christ, Alex John and C.J. DeShiel. In Peter's first sermon in the book of Acts, he says these words, Acts chapter 2, verses 37 and 38. When they had heard the gospel, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." The sacrament, or some people call it an ordinance of baptism, is a marker of a believer's union with Christ in his death and resurrection. And in union with Christ, we receive those gifts that Peter mentions in that verse, both the forgiveness of our sins and also the infilling and the gift of the Holy Spirit. And today we have the pleasure of marking that new life in Christ for both CJ and Alex. They're today professing their faith in Christ publicly before the church. We as a church are receiving them into the body, but we pray most of all that this would be a significant day in their lives spiritually, as God confirms and reaffirms to them the same gospel promises that he has in his word, but in a visible and tangible way. So if I could have CJ come up. So CJ, tell us a little bit about how the Lord's been working in your life and how you came to believe in Jesus Christ.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. My name is CJ, and I will be getting baptized. All right. Before I devoted myself to Christ, I still viewed myself as a Christian. I would tell people that I was a Christian, and I would even take communion. There were some problems, though. I rarely prayed, and reading the Bible was just another chore. I didn't really care about church and always made an excuse to not attend. I would not show proper respect to my parents. I thought that all I had to do to get by was to believe that the Lord was God, and other than that, I could essentially do whatever I wanted. Over the summer, I went to a camp with a couple of really great guys. At camp, I felt God's presence, and I was convicted of my sins. I was also reminded of Jesus' grace and mercy. At this time, I felt God calling me to him, and I knew that it was time for me to devote my whole life to him. From this point on, I've been pursuing a relationship with God, and in turn, he has given me an urge to read his word and glorify him. That does not mean that I have lost my sin. It means that I now desire to do good for God, not evil for myself. One of the verses that has stuck out to me is Joshua 1:9. "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." Thank you.
All right, CJ, go ahead and step in. All right, CJ, I'm going to ask you three questions, and you'll respond, affirming your faith by saying, "I do." Do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that his death on the cross paid the penalty for your sins?
I do.
Do you believe that he rose again and will someday to return forever as King?
I do.
Do you commit with the help of the Holy Spirit to live under the authority of Jesus and to seek his honor and glory?
I do.
All right. CJ, based upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you. Okay, Alex. So again, Alex, tell us what God's done in your life, how you came to know and follow Jesus.
Absolutely. Good morning, everybody. Again, thank you, Dave, and everyone here at Three Crosses for the opportunity to testify in front of you and to you a little snapshot of my testament of faith and what brought me here. So going back to when I was 18, separated from the Catholic Church, some of the practices and teachings I perceived as hypocritical, and it turned me away. Also, I wanted the freedom from the highly legalistic standards that came with that life. I also use that as an excuse to justify my actions and to turn away from God. The freedom was exciting and liberating for a time, but it was a lie. I quickly felt lost, craving a deeper purpose and a strong desire to discover the secrets of life and creation. Shortly after leaving my faith, I began the long journey of discovery. I was struck with awe, with the wonder of learning about the physics of the universe and curiosity of other belief systems, and in general, keeping an open mind to find something that stuck and to find a path to follow. Over the years, I came to two conclusions that were very, very critical in finding that right path. One, the universe did not create itself. And two, other belief systems did not have the factual foundation that Jesus Christ walked this earth as both God and man. Coming to these conclusions wasn't enough, though. I was afraid to face myself and ultimately face God and repent for the selfish and prideful way I was living my life. In the spring of 2022, the stress of work and having a lack of a higher purpose led me to the darkest place I had ever been in my life. My mental health was in shambles, and the crushing weight of anxiety was breaking me from the inside out. In 2023, I worked up the courage to begin my new path back to Jesus, but I was still afraid to lose myself, to leave my old life behind. I knew I couldn't do it alone. God, through his love and grace, worked through the lives of several people that distinctly inspired me and gave me the courage to get closer. But I still couldn't get myself to open up the door that Christ had been knocking on all along. First of all, my sister Annie, who's here today, so much love for Jesus and everyone around her, that she is a light and an inspiration for me and for everyone that knows her. Then December 16th, 2023, my father came to visit and asked me if I'd like to go to church with him. He said his pastor recommended the small church called Three Crosses, and I said yes. I'm very excited to have that last nudge I needed to take the next step, although, you know, I was still quite anxious of making that big step. As soon as I walked through these doors, though, I was welcomed with the enthusiasm and open arms of you all here today, and seeing the love for Christ and the focus on the gospel was inspiring and exactly what I was looking for in a Christ-loving community. And I knew that God intended for me to be here. And Pastor Dave quickly realized an opportunity for him to use his gifts and his mentorship to bring me even closer and to help answer some of the tough questions I had. Since that first day on December 17th, not even a year ago, I have felt the love of Christ and the true power of the Holy Spirit and the grace of God in a way I had never imagined. God has been healing me in a way that nothing I had used in the path of this earth could ever come close to. One verse specifically that I clung to and that helped me through a lot of tough times, Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34. I won't recite the whole verses, but just the beginning. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on it. Is life not more than food? Is the body not more than clothing? Today, I am incredibly blessed and grateful for my family here at Three Crosses, my family and friends here with us today. And above all, I'm grateful to God for the blessings in my life that show me his grace and the pain and the struggle that he put me through to show me how much I truly need him and that there is no other way to live a new life in Christ. Thank you all. And
all right.
Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you, Alex. Okay. Keep that away from the water. Alex, I'm going to ask you three questions that you can affirm your faith in Christ before this congregation. And the first is this: do you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that his death on the cross paid the penalty for your sins?
I do.
Do you believe that he rose again and will someday to return and reign forever as King?
I do.
Do you commit with the help of the Holy Spirit to live under the authority of Jesus and seek his honor and glory?
I do.
Based upon your profession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What a joyful day. We're so glad you can all be here today. And we're going to have a minute of transition. Pastor Neil Anderson's going to come up and lead us in the reading and learning from God's Word, 1 Thessalonians 3. So give us a second to get things shuffled around and go ahead and come up, Pastor Neil.